Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of Calling the Boss podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how running a YouTube channel and going to college can be very tough. As some of you may be able to tell, I have gotten a new microphone. I think it sounds amazing. But on to the topic. Most of you may know the success of YouTuber Sean McLaughlin, more formally known as Jacksepticeye, and how he went through college and still managed to upload and publish 2 videos a day. He published just over 3,400 videos over more than 4.5 years without missing a single day. I cannot commit that much time to recording videos, as I am in a tougher field than Sean was. My current plan is to publish a video every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, recording when I can, and keeping a buffer of videos ready to go. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of time taken. My schedule is, record Monday for next Monday's video, record Golden State Roleplay for Friday on a Tuesday, record Minecraft on Wednesday for release next Wednesday, livestream Golden State on Twitch on Thursday, and finally publish 5M on Friday. This schedule just fits around my classes for this semester, and the same for next semester. When this is being published, I will be on my way from one final to another. Before we get into our next section, let me tell you about Heavy Haul Radio. Heavy Haul Radio is run by me and my friend Cole. It is supported by Cole and I. We are looking for DJs and supporters. Click the Discord link in the description to learn more. Now, if you want to start your own YouTube channel, you will have to remember that the best way to do it is making a schedule and keeping to it. Consistency is the best way to make your YouTube channel grow. If you don't keep consistent uploads, you will have a lot of trouble gaining subscribers. You must also keep your name the same on all platforms. I am Calling the Boss, and that is the same on every platform except for Twitter, where it was too late to get at Calling the Boss. So I am at CallinTDBM. Keeping a connection with social media can be tiring. So I recommend that once a month you take a weekend or at least 2 days in the week to just stay off social media. It will clear your mind. If you don't think that you can do that, you can also just take a break every 6 months of about 2 weeks. Keeping constant contact with social media can be very degrading and can make you feel terrible if you try to keep it up for too long. Do not overwork yourself or you will not be able to make good content that people want to watch. Well, if you guys liked this podcast, you should listen to the other ones I have posted, and if you like listening to me, you should look at my YouTube channel. Just look up Calling the Boss on YouTube. Well, I hope to see you guys in the next episode, where we will talk about how Samsung is releasing Android 10 to Europe and Asia before the United States.